And then they go in there at
they
night?
They go in there at night, on the roost.
What do you call a chicken bone that children like to play with? Shaped like this, and sometimes when child...
Oh, it's a pulley bone.
Mm-hmm. What's the word for the insides of a pig that might be eaten?
Well, it's chitlins.
Okay. And what's the word for just the intestines? Or is that...
Well, instead of intestines, it's called guts, you know?
Uh-huh.
That's the second word. Uh-huh. You hardly ever use that word. You call it intestines, you know?
Uh-huh. Well, the chitlins... what's chitlins made up of? Is that the intestines?
Oh, that's the intestines. Then wash good, turn wrong, sit out, and cut. Then wash till the water is clear. And then the chitlins then can be cooked.
Uh-huh. Okay. What do you call the time when animals are given their food?
Feeding time.
Okay. What's a call to cows to get them in from the pasture? How do you call them?
Co-ench, is that right?
Okay. And what do you say to a cow to make it stand still when you're going to milk it?
Well, I milk it. So.
So?
So.
Okay. What's the call to horses or mules to make them go left in plowing?
G and ha.
Okay. And so G is the left and ha is
the
right?
G is right and ha is the left.
Oh, okay. What's the call for horses to get them in from the pasture? How would you call them up?
Well, I whistle.
Uh-huh, okay. What does a person say to a horse to make him start moving?
Get up.
Okay, and how about to make him speed up?
Come up.
Okay. And what does a person say to a horse to make him stop?
Whoa.
Okay, and to make him back up?
Back, and call it, just tell him to back, and he'll back.
What's a call to hogs at feeding time?
Just call him pig, is that right?
Okay. What's a call to sheep to get them to come in from the pasture, do you know?
I ain't never been familiar with sheep.
Yeah.
We never did have none. Papa never did have none.
Uh-huh. That's, people in this part of the country don't usually have to do that.
There ain't many sheep in this country.
Uh-huh. It's, I guess, too hot for them.
Well, I imagine.
Uh-huh.
Because they can't stand it.
Yeah. What's a call to chickens at feeding time?
Call them be a chicken or something like that.
Okay. To get a horse ready to take him out, a person has to what?
Bottle him and put the gear on him.
Okay. The things that a person holds when he's driving or plowing.
Lines.
Okay. And how about if he's riding horseback?
Bottle rein.
And what are the things that he puts his feet in when he's riding? When a person is riding, what does he put his feet in?
The stirrup. For a saddle, I got mine out. Chan's old 50 years old.
Really?
I sure am.
What's it look like?
Oh, it's a... I don't know. It's things that bring me. Starts as I... I didn't know what he went with it.
Uh-huh.
Pretty saddle, that Chan. She would just have to give $75 for her. And that little young one over here for a saddle to ride the ponies.
Uh-huh. If two horses are plowing, would the one on the left be called anything special?
Nothing, nothing special.
Okay. If a person is talking about the distance of a neighbor's piece of land, he might say, oh, it's not far, it's just a little...
Just a little piece.
Okay. And if it's a great distance, he'd say, yeah, it's a long way.
Well, yes, it's a long way.
Okay. Pencils are not hard to find. You can find them almost...
anywhere.
Okay. Would you ever, when you're talking about distance, could you say that another way besides long way?
It's just a little distance.
Okay.
Away.
And but if it is, if it's a great distance,
just say it's a long distance. It's a long, pretty good piece.
Okay. He didn't fall backwards. He fell
forwards.
Were you able to find any of those? No, I couldn't find
a thing.